Hello, everybody. Hope Sabara here. It is Thursday, December, I had a look, 19th. Coming to you live from the amazing state of Wisconsin. How are you this morning? Wherever you're tuning in from, drop it in the comment section. Let me know where you're tuning in from. I always love knowing where you are out on the road. Maybe you're heading home this week. If you are, safe travels. If you're not, thank you for what you do and still be safe. Some of those states are pretty snowy and pretty icy. Hold on a second here. Let me go. Trying to figure this out here. Okay. All right. I have a special guest today. Her name is Flat Shannon. If you know Flat Shannon, please give her a shout out and say, hey, Flat Shannon, how are you? If you have a Flat Shannon, where in the world is Flat Shannon today? We'd love to know. I actually was going through some of my Mother Trucker yoga stuff for today's show, and because I was looking for something very special, so stay tuned in because it's going to be really fun today. And I found my Flat Shannon. Actually, I have two of them. I don't know where the other Flat Shannon is, but here she is. I don't know if I like her better in person or if I like her better flat. I kind of like both. So she's just going to hang out here and give us some inspiration today. Hey, if you're tuning in, welcome. Good morning. Hope Sabara here with a Daily Dose of Hope, owner of Mother Trucker Yoga. And you are listening to me this morning because maybe you want a little bit of inspiration. Maybe you're feeling a little down, maybe you're just bored and you want someone chatting in your ear and you really don't care what I'm talking about. Regardless, if you love my show, please share it out. That's the best way that we can let others know that there is hope. Today we are talking about the holidays. Today we are talking about trucker trivia. And I thought, what am I gonna do today? And I wanted it to be fun, I wanted it to be light, and I wanted to test your skills to see how much you actually know when it comes to the holidays and when it comes to being a trucker. I am nowhere near as skilled and have expertise as much as you do, but I found this little baby about a year ago. You see that? It might be backwards. So I don't even know how old this is. Okay, copyright says 1976. Okay, it's called CB Slang Dictionary, an up-to-date guide, up-to-date as 1976, to citizen band radio terminology, cross-referenced, good thing that this is English. So I held on to this beauty, okay? Does anyone have one of these? I should auction this off, but I actually am not gonna really give it away because this is too awesome. So my uncle, who has now passed, my husband worked for the company he used to work for a while, found this in his office when he passed because he used to do road trips with his wife and they had a CB radio when they traveled. Sorry, my desk is like really shaky. I'm gonna try not to lean on it. And we found this little beauty. Like, how cool is this? And I've been like looking through it and I've had this for about a year and I thought, what am I gonna do with this? Like, I need to do something fun with this. So, hold on a second. There we go. People messaging me. What am I gonna do with this little puppy? And reading through it, oh my gosh, one night I like almost peed my pants. I was laughing so hard because some of these words in here and what they mean are like not even what I thought they did. And I have a feeling some of you truck drivers may not know some of this slang. Maybe if you were born before 1976, I was thinking that's the copyright. But there's some other little guides that we can get as well. A new figure in 30 days. Better than ever. Brand name calorie counter. Ooh, these are all little handbooks, you guys, that you can get. They probably aren't in print anymore, but CB handles. Ooh, that would be fun. Carbohydrate gram counter. CB slang dictionary. That's this baby right here. So if any of these pique your interest, let me know, and I'm going to have to start probably searching on eBay for them. Chicken cookery, cheese, a little cheese pocket guide. How awesome would that be? I don't personally eat cheese because it makes me break out in hives, but a cheese pocket reference. I'm sorry. Could you imagine going into Whole Foods and pulling out your cheese pocket reference and like figuring out what cheeses they are? I mean, cheddar and mozzarella, that's about my extent. So that's about how educated I am in cheese. Okay, let's see. Dr. Frank's No Aging Diet. That sounds interesting. Dr. Quick's, who's Dr. Quick? Weight loss diet. So apparently a lot of truckers are really concerned about these things, or someone made this and just thought, I'm gonna make these other handbooks too. Let me know if you've heard of any of these before. Everything with ground meat. Now that would be a trucker one. I think that would be a great trucker one. Exercise to a new figure. They really like the word figure. Fabulous dessert cookbook. Fasting and crash diets. There's a lot about health. This is like my calling, although none of this stuff I would actually do. Let's see, 5-day diets, just in time for the holidays, my friends. Hairstyles, okay, time out. If this was made in 1976, I would love to see the hairstyles one, 1976 hairstyles. I hope there's pictures. I'm seriously gonna look for some of these on eBay. Okay. Cacti and succulents. I actually just learned what a succulent was a few months ago. I don't know if I have, oh, I do have some right here. So these are actually succulents, which I, truth be told, it's a little dry in here, did not know that they were called succulents. I just thought they were like rubbery little plants. And I always thought that it would be really cool to figure out a way for a truck driver to have a plant in their truck. Like how to stick it to the dashboard with like a cover so the dirt can't fall out, or if there was a way to like make dirt that's not actually dirt, because there's so many benefits to plants, like extra oxygen, you feel more relaxed, they put off things that you can sleep better, like there's certain plants that you can help to help induce sleep. I always thought that would be such a good idea. If you've actually figured that out, let me know. Okay, what else we got here? How others see you, interesting. The metric book, Pyramid Energy, I have no idea what that means. The 10-day, 10 pounds off diet, reducing hips and thighs. These are all little pocket, if you're just tuning in, these are all little pocket things. Words, word search, okay, crossword dictionary. 3,500 names for a baby. I'd love to know what that is in 1976. So if any of these kind of tripped your trigger, let me know. In just a little bit, we're gonna be reading out of this bad boy. And like I said, I found this, actually my husband found it in my uncle's office. He died about 2 years ago and they were cleaning out his office and they found this. And yeah, I mean, there's some pretty awesome things in here. But if you're tuning in, Christmas is right around the corner. The holidays are right around the corner. It's absolutely madness. I took my kids shopping on Monday night so they could get their Secret Santa gift. And oh my Lanta, I pretty much was plowed over in the store and I was like scared for my life. Like it was absolutely insane. I know I'm a parent, I have 3 kids, many of you are. Do people not educate their children on how to behave in public? I mean, we come into the store, kid bumps into us, no apology. Like my kids are apologizing for the person bumping into them. And it makes me a little sad. Like why is this happening? But we're talking about trucker trivia today and we're talking about holiday or Christmas trivia. So I'm going to say a couple of these words here because some of these I actually didn't know, even though I know the songs. I remember talking about them in school, but actually what they actually mean. And then we'll do a little bit of trucker trivia to see how smart you actually are. So Yuletide, do you know what the word Yuletide means? What inspired me to do this was I was driving and someone said something on the radio and they were talking about a song and I was like, I have no idea. So this kind of provoked this whole idea, this whole concept. So Yuletide carols, okay, are sung by a choir. Obviously that's the song. If you know a lot of Christmas songs, which this year I didn't realize how many I actually know. I was pretty impressed with myself, by the way. Have you been in the Christmas spirit? Have you been listening to Christmas songs? I go back and forth some years, but since Thanksgiving, my friends, Christmas songs have been on in my car 24/7 and I'm kind of enjoying it. It's pretty great. I love all the versions of the Christmas songs. Okay, so do you know what Yuletide means? Yuletide carols were sung by a choir. We know that. Sometimes Yule, this is simply another name for Christmas. So Christmas carols are sung by a choir. But it wasn't always this. Originally, it referred to the pagan Germanic festival around the same time of year. After the people converted to Christianity, the festival became Christmas and the name stuck. I didn't know that. So are we singing about a German festival when we sing Yuletide carols? Or are we singing about a Christmas festival? I mean, this could be a scandal. Just like, baby, it's cold outside. I mean, I think we might be provoking a Christmas song scandal of 2019. Because we, my friends, could be talking or singing about a German festival, not a Christmas festival. I mean, this is huge. Okay, Advent. What does Advent actually mean? We have an Advent wreath at our house. My kids are obsessed about the candles. We had to like have designated weeks. Otherwise, it was fighting all the time at the dinner table. Advent is obviously the season of preparation before Christmas. We all know that there's four candles, I hope. The third week was always the colored candle. Christmas lasting about 4 weeks. It comes from the Latin word adventurous, which means arrival or coming. So the coming before Christmas, Advent, the 4 weeks before Christmas. The term can also refer to the second coming of Christ. I didn't know that. So do you have an Advent wreath? Do you observe Advent? Do you think about Advent? Were you raised with doing the candles? I was, and I always did the third week because I was the third born. And my parents had this little prayer booklet, and it just so happened that that week was all about hope. So I thought that that was always pretty cool. Okay, Noel. Do you know what the word Noel means? When I kind of think about some of these, I mean, I'm going to be really honest. I like think I know, but then I start questioning myself because I just know the song. And I'm wondering if more people feel that way, that they too aren't sure about what these words actually mean. So Noel, the first Noel, the angels did say, just another name for Christmas. So the first Christmas, the angels did say, it's a French variant of Niel, which comes from the Latin word Natalis, which means birth. Christmas, of course, celebrates the birth of Jesus. I love just this like constant, you know, this means this means this means this, which always fascinates me. And obviously so much of this leads back to the birth of Jesus. You don't have to be religious, but the fact that this is a Christian holiday, I think this all makes sense. I'm indifferent, so whatever it is you believe in, but this is just very interesting. Okay, nativity. Do you know what a nativity is? I have a nativity. We pulled out our little thing. Luckily nothing broke over the last year. That's always good. My kids love putting together the nativity. It's a Christian context. The nativity refers to the birth of Jesus or the birth scene of Jesus Christ. Literally, it means crib. So nativity means crib. So I'm always thinking the nativity is like the whole big barn and all of the people, the nativity scene, but it really is just the crib. So doesn't even mean baby Jesus, maybe just the crib. If you're tuning in, I have 11 Christmas words that maybe you don't know what they mean. Maybe you do. I was questioning myself. Some of these I actually am like, oh, I didn't even know that. And I pulled out this bad boy today. CB slang, copyright 1976. If you think you are a master truck driver, if you think you know everything about trucking, I'm not saying I do. I got news for you. I don't think you do. Because there are some things in here I've never heard of. I was quizzing my husband, my dad. I was quizzing my neighbor, and they had no idea. Okay, next one is tidings. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. This refers to the announcement of the event. So, and comes from the old English word tiden, which means to happen. So you can literally walk around saying tidings. Hey, Taylor, I'm wondering how smart Taylor is. I got this little beauty today. Maybe I should, Taylor, if you have some time, I should invite you on. And I'm going to quiz Taylor if he's up to it to see how much CB slang he actually knows. Right now, I'm just talking about some Christmas words that people might not know. Taylor, if you are available to pop on live, let me know and I'll invite you on, or you can ask to come on and I will have you on. I'm wondering how smart Taylor Barker is. How many of these CB slang words does he actually know? How smart are you, Taylor Barker? Invite yourself to come on and I will gladly have you come on. I'm wondering how many of these he actually knows. Like I said, this is my little 1976 CB slang dictionary, trucker friendly. And I actually think it's kind of funny that they actually made one of these. I can just imagine somebody paging through this and, hey, Robert, and trying to figure out what some of these words. Oh, man. Okay, so here we go then. So, Robert, Taylor, you're on. I'm going to say some words out of here, and you have to tell me what they mean. All right, CB slang. Remember, this is CB slang. If anyone else is tuning in, you're welcome to join. Let's see. I gotta read here. All right, what does going horizontal mean? Remember, this is CB slang. What does going horizontal mean? Type it in the chat box if you think you know. What does going horizontal mean? I actually knew this because I've heard people use this before, not just truckers. What does going horizontal mean? If you're just tuning in, I got my CB slang dictionary here today. I mean, this thing is like a relic. It might need to be in the Smithsonian Institute. It's mega old. Not that old, but it's old enough. And going horizontal means going to sleep. Did you know that? All right, happy numbers. What does happy numbers mean? I have actually never heard of that before. I have no idea, except for the fact that I'm actually looking at the answer right now. If in your CB slang, okay, if you had one of these bad boys, and it's going to sleep. Oh, yep, signing off, you got it. Okay, so let me see. What does let the hammer down mean? What does let the hammer down mean? I've heard this maybe once, and I actually think my old neighbor was a truck driver. What does let the hammer down mean? And when we were kids, jokingly, he used this phrase, let the hammer down. What does that mean? Anybody know, let the hammer down. It's like probably a really old slang here. Accelerate, refloor it. Yes, you got it. Okay, I feel like there should be a prize. So I'll figure out some sort of prize. So if you know more of these than what I thought you did, let's see. What? I did not. Okay. What does seat cover mean? Remember, this is CB slang. What does seat cover mean? This is not what at all I thought this means. It is not the obvious, okay? Seat cover does not mean what you think it means. What do you think seat cover means in my CB slang guide? If you're just tuning in, play along. Some of these are pretty funny. I just feel like this could be hours of entertainment. What do you think seat cover means? It is not what you think it means. I will tell you that right away. I actually don't know why it means this, but who knows? So seat cover means passenger in auto. Boobs, yes. It means a female. Yes, you're right. Holy crap. Good job, Taylor. Okay, let's see. Here's a good one. The snake, no, we're not going to do that one. Let's see. Yeah, you already know that one. Okay, Smokey with a camera. What does Smokey with a camera mean? There's also Smokey on the ground, Smokey with ears, Smokey dozing. Once you get this one, I'm gonna tell you the, oh my God, I can't believe that. Well, obviously I can. This is a CB radio dictionary. But we got Smokey dozing, Smokey on the ground, Smokey with a camera, Smokey with ears. Radar, or policeman. Okay. I don't even know if I should even say this. Okay, do not judge me, any female that is on, okay? I'm just reading from a book right now. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I'm like crying. Okay. What does Smokey Beaver mean? Oh my God, I'm crying. What does Smokey Beaver mean? Oh my God, okay. I'm clearly... What does Smokey Beaver mean? I can't even say it without laughing. Oh my God. It means a police woman. Oh my God, okay. I am forever gonna look at police women differently after reading this. Oh my gosh, okay. I'm sorry, I don't know why that was so funny to me. Okay. Sun City. So I know what Sin City is. Do you know what Sun City is? Where is Sun City? Who knows where Sun City is? Hey, Tim. Thanks for tuning in. We are playing with Hope's CB Slang Dictionary, and I am quizzing these mother truckers right now to see how much trucker slang they actually know. Like, how much of a real mother trucker are you? So what does Sun City means? It means Hope Savara. I'm not a policewoman though, but oh my God, I'm like, my brain is forever, ever changed. Smokey Beaver. I'm sorry. This is where my level of maturity stops, okay? I don't know why that's so funny to me. I'm sorry. Okay. So not appropriate. What is Sun City? Actually, El Paso. Close, but no cigar. I thought you said Smoking Beaver. Well, Smoking Beaver was one of them. So it was Smokey Beaver, which was a policewoman. Smokey Dozing, which was stopped police car. Smokey on the Ground, which means policemen out of the patrol car. Smokey with a Camera, which was the initial one. Police with Radar. Smokey with Ears is a police with a CB radio. I hope they're not listening right now because I'm giving all of their tricks away. So that was like literally a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 different Smokies. So if you ever hear me talking about Smokey, now you know I understand that it is a police person. Okay, which I think is probably the more political correct now. As you'll learn more and more and you get to know me, I am not politically correct. It's way too much work. So, okay, let's see another one here. What about a trick? So if I'm talking on my CB radio and I'm like, oh, trick, there's a trick happening right now. What am I talking about? What am I talking about using my CB slang dictionary? I'm getting educated. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for tuning in. Hey, Tim, what is your guess? If someone says trick, what is happening? What is happening? Who is outside? Where? What's going on? Who knows what that means? So it means a prostitute. Prostitutes out there, watch out, lock your doors. Who knows what's gonna happen? Okay, let's see, what else do I got here? Okay, so there's 10-4, all right, we know 10-4. Prostitute conducting business, you got it. And it could be a Smokey Beaver undercover as a trick. It could be a policewoman undercover as a prostitute. Like, watch out, people, watch out. Lot Lizard, yes. Okay, so we know what 10-4 means, okay? The actual definition of 10-4 means message received or acknowledgement. What does 10 Roger mean? Who knows what 10 Roger means? Does it mean the same thing? Does it mean something different? Like, what do you think? What does 10 Roger mean? Ooh, I bet maybe Taylor Barker knows this next one. 10 Roger actually means the same thing. It means message received. Who knows what 30 weight means? In my CB radio, who knows what 30 weight means? Taylor Barker, Bill Weaver, you better know what this means, because I know you're having this all the time. So who knows what 30 weight means? If you're just tuning in, we are playing trucker trivia with my CB slang dictionary, coffee. Now, did you look that up or do you actually know what coffee means? Let me know, Taylor, because that was a really quick response. And I'm really impressed. Okay, what does turkey mean? What does turkey mean? And no, we're not talking about Thanksgiving. I actually don't love turkey. It's dry. But this is not the turkey on Thanksgiving. We didn't do it this year, but last year we actually butchered our own turkey in our backyard, and that was pretty fun. Made my kids dress up as pilgrims and Indians when we did it. It was like 20 degrees outside. I know these. I know, right? So what does that mean? What is the one I just asked here? Well, let's see. All right, let's find another one here. They're alphabetized. Okay, what does bread mean? That's an easy one. I even know that one. I even know that one. If I know that one, everybody on here better know that one. Bread means money. Show me the money. Here's one. Do you know what a buffalo means? If I'm on my CB radio and I say buffalo in any phrase, what does that mean? What does buffalo mean? Taylor Barker, I might have to figure out a prize for you. Yep, exactly. So bread means money. What does buffalo mean? What does buffalo mean? Who knows what buffalo means? Some of these are, let's see what the next one is. I wonder if anybody knows. So the one that not a lot of people knew so far, Robert didn't even know, Sun City, which is El Paso, not Phoenix. But what does buffalo mean? A guy prostitute. A buffalo means a male. If it was a buffalo turning a trick, no, that would mean a guy prostitute. Okay, what about, a bumper jumper. What is a bumper jumper? Hey, Scott, if you're tuning in, we are playing Trucker Trivia. This is a CB slang dictionary. For those of you that are just tuning in, copyright is 1976. I feel like this has got to be a relic that should be in the Smithsonian, but I'm totally keeping this thing. It's too fun. So what are we just talking about here? Dun, dun, dun. Who knows? Nope, wrong. I'm reading it out of the book. It has to be right. Like, this thing, I don't even know who published it. Let me see. Dell Purse Books Company purchased or published this. So I am going to believe that everything in here is absolutely correct and true. What does bumper jumper mean? Who knows what bumper jumper means? Taylor Barker, I'm talking to you. What does bumper jumper mean? Robert, if you're still on, Tim, Scott, who thinks they know what bumper jumper means? I actually have never heard this before. It makes sense, though. What do you think bumper jumper means? I got another one that I'm wondering. Car passing? Vehicles that tailgate. I know. Okay, so I'm not driving a big old 18-wheeler down the road. But how freaking annoying is it when someone's tailgating you? I mean, I at least understand semi-truck etiquette and try to give ample time. I'm not on your ass one because I don't want rocks in my windshield. But so freaking annoying. So annoying. I just feel like, is there anywhere that you really need to be that you need to be on my ass that close? So annoying. Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. Just really annoying. I mean, my husband gets really mad. He likes to slam on the brakes a little bit, which may come back at him one day. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. Somebody tailgating, you got it. Okay, how about this one? Have you ever used this before? Robert, have you ever used this before? Cactus juice. Like, if you think about it, you probably would know what it is. I don't know if I've ever heard of this before. And then, okay, so what does cactus juice mean? And what does cactus patch mean? So there's cactus juice And there's Cactus Patch. Who thinks they know that? There's cactus juice, which maybe if someone asked me and I wasn't reading out of my CB slang dictionary. And then now there's Cactus Patch. Which is which, or what is what? Cactus Patch and cactus juice. Not to be confused with Cajun Country. Like, this is like legit, you guys. I mean, if you really want to sound professional and educated, I mean, I feel like at Matt's, I should somehow try to get these reproduced and hand these bad boys out. Like, this could be really fun. I feel like if you have some additional words that we should enter, we should maybe create a 2020 version of this, and we could have trucker trivia like every single day. This would be so fun. But what is cactus juice? What does cactus patch mean? Cactus juice is liquor, and cactus patch is Phoenix. Hey, Mandy Jo, we're playing trick or trivia right now. Earlier, I was playing Christmas trivia, so we're gonna jump over to my Christmas list here really quick. I'm gonna throw you one. You have to tell me what wassailing means. So if you remember the song, Here We Come a Wassailing, what does wassailing mean? So we're playing between, I had to guess water and a rest area or someplace to get water, close. So liquor, and the only place to get liquor is apparently Phoenix. So if you're looking for cactus juice, the only place to get cactus juice is in Phoenix. And if you can't make it to Phoenix, then you're gonna go to Sun City, which is El Paso. So we're just so much knowledge today, you guys, so much knowledge. Okay, so who knows, this is my Christmas trivia now, so we're shifting gears. Just one here really quick, and then I have another one on my book. What does wassailing mean? Sleeper leaper. What does wassailing mean in the Christmas hymn, Here We Come a Wassailing? Who knows what that means? I actually don't. I mean, I do because I'm reading this, but I mean, Here We Come a Wassailing, does it mean we're coming singing? Does it mean we're coming ice skating? This is just another term for caroling. It comes from an old Norse phrase, I can't even pronounce it, meaning be healthy, and was a common greeting. So when you say, here we come a wassailing, you're saying, here we come healthy. Interesting. I didn't know that. Yes, caroling, but it's healthy caroling. Apparently there's healthy caroling. It's so interesting because some of these Christmas words, I have 11 of them, it's like five translations later, they mean what they think they mean, which is very fascinating. Okay, back to my trucker slang dictionary, if you're just tuning in. I gotta find a hard one because Taylor Barker's pretty damn smart and he knows a lot of these. I mean, he could be Googling them on his phone right now for all I know. Let's see. All right, this is a long phrase, okay? Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down. All right, Taylor Barker, Mandy Jo, Robert, Tim, who knows this one? Keep the shiny side up. Bill, if you're listening, William, if you're listening, keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down. What the hell does that mean? And have you actually ever used that phrase before? If you're just tuning in, you have to guess what keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down means. Don't roll over. Yeah, I guess so. Drive safely, signing off. Don't crash. Wow, you guys are smart. Okay, I'm really impressed here. So if you're just tuning in, my absolute favorite so far was Smokey Beaver. I can't even say it with a straight face. Hey, Scott, thanks for tuning in. Yeah, Robert, be safe and don't let your truck roll over. Exactly. Okay, here's one. Lettuce. What does lettuce mean? If I was on my CB right now talking to y'all, what does lettuce mean? You use it all the time. Okay, I feel like I need to be in more conversations with Taylor Barker because apparently he is a walking CB dictionary. And I'm going to have to give some prizes out for the people that answer these right because I'm really impressed. What does the word lettuce mean? Money! Tim, you got it! Woo woo! Okay, what about mercy? Or mercy sakes? Kind of the same. So mercy, what does mercy mean? Lady Cap, yes. So I like Mandy, I can't say it with a straight face. Like I have to be laughing when I'm saying Smokey Beaver. I can't do it. Okay, all right. Like I said, I am not politically correct. Have any normal conversation with me for 5 or more minutes and you'll figure that out pretty fast. Okay, so what does mercy mean? Who knows what the word mercy means? Oh, and I've decided I'm going to come out with a 2019 version of this. So if you have any words that you want to add to the dictionary, please let me know. But who knows what mercy means? Oh, man. Taylor, you secretly love me. I know you do. Like, you just can't get enough hope in your life. So don't even start. Who knows what mercy means? Mercy is like, oh my God. Oh shit, or oh my God. Mercy on CB means explicit explanation, sometimes used in a place of a four-letter word. What four-letter word could that be? I don't know. All right, let's see the next one. Oh, let's see if you guys know this one. Mobile parking lot. What does that mean? Mobile parking lot. I actually have never heard this term before. Mobile parking lot. It makes sense. I get it. Mobile parking lot. Who knows what mobile parking lot means? I feel like this could be like Family Feud where you have to like use your buzzer. Car hauler. Yeah, it's auto transport truck. Works for me. Scott for the win, Tim for the win, Mandy for the win. I love it. I gotta find a hard one for you guys. Oh, here we go. Okay, so Taylor Barker knew what this was before, but here is a different version of it. What does mud mean? M-U-D, mud. Who knows if you're on your CB radio. By the way, who actually has a CB radio still? Who still talks on it? I'm curious. I know with Facebook and Voxer and things like that, I'm wondering if you still use it as much as in 1976 when this was written. What does the word mud mean? Who knows? No looking it up on Google. No looking it up. You can't cheat. Coffee. But what kind of coffee? What kind of coffee? That's the kicker. You have to tell me what kind of coffee. So Robert, Tim, Scott, you're right, but what kind of coffee? Or hot chocolate, mud coffee or hot chocolate. It's very strong, usually bad coffee. Now, I live in Wisconsin, so Quick Trips are all over the place. Quick Trip never has bad coffee. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome, but I've had some pretty disgusting coffee in my day, like disgustingly bad, where I can't believe people drink it, which I'm sure you have. Okay, let's see, what else can I find here? Oh, here we go. What's a pumpkin? It's not the orange thing that was just like going flat out on my front porch just a few weeks ago, and then my kids kicked it to death. If you don't know, we have chickens, and so then we fed it to the chickens. They love them. They like totally just eat the thing all gone. It's great. But what does pumpkin mean? Who thinks that they know what pumpkin means when you're on your CB radio and you're talking to your friends? The Schneider truck. Ooh, we got some rival conversations going on here. You're learning a lot. So am I, Mandy. So am I. Every day. What does pumpkin mean? Now, when I see you all next, I expect us all to be talking in this slang. Like it's like a second language. Better yet, it's a first language. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking from my CB slang dictionary. 1976 is the copyright. And this is pretty amazing stuff. I feel like I need to come out with a 2020 version of it. So if you have some additional words you want to add, let me know. But what does pumpkin mean? That's what it means today. Pumpkin means flat tire. Who actually knew that? I'm curious. Did you actually know that pumpkin meant flat tire? Rear end, close but no cigar. Pumpkin means flat tire. Let's see. What does short short mean? Like short short. You'd say short short, which is weird, but what does it mean? I would have never guessed this. Taylor Barker is in the lead currently, knowing the most answers to my CB Slang Dictionary quiz today. Kicking off the holiday season. What does short short mean? Robert, you're trailing right behind him. Tim, let me know what you think if you're just tuning in. We're having some fun today. Figured, you know what? You can listen to BS anywhere else on Facebook. We're having a little fun here. So what does short short mean? What does short short mean? What do you think? Mini skirt. That is definitely true. It means soon for a little while. That is confusing to me. Be there soon. There we go. Yes, Tim, you got it. Okay. What does shoes mean? Not to be confused, eye candy in the car. It could also mean that too. So what did I just say? Shoes. So not to be confused with shoes, okay? What does shoes mean in my CB slang dictionary? What does shoes mean? S-H-O-E-S, shoes. You're right, Taylor Barker for the win. I'm still thinking seat covers, Scott. No, so seat covers was actually a slang for something. Who remembers what it was? Let me look here. Mandy, this is like, we're going to be learning a lot. So seat cover means a passenger, usually female. All right. I'm just like crazy. Turn this off here. There we go. Okay. What does stack them eights, plural? Stack them, E-I-G-H-T-S. Stack them eights mean? Who thinks they know that? Stack them eights. You say to your buddy, stack them eights, and then you go to bed. What does that mean? Who thinks they know what that means? I'm trying to find one that I don't think Robert or Taylor know, or Tim is like coming up now. You guys are pretty smart here. And who thinks they know what stack them eights means? Good looking woman. Nope, not even close. Good guess though, Robert. I would have thought that too. Stack them eights. Who thinks they know what that means? And no looking on Google. You do not get to search, what does this mean in CB slang? Like, no cheating. No cheating. Stack them eights. Pull over for the night. You got it. Sign off. Best wishes. Taylor or Tim. Tim snuck in here. Nice job, Tim. I am impressed. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Swindle sheet. Ooh, this could be definitely some verbiage that we would want to be talking about, especially with all the stuff going on with truckers now. Swindle sheet. Wouldn't you love to go back to the swindle sheet days? I bet every single one of you would. Love to go back to the swindle sheet days. What does that mean? What does that mean? Who knows? Manifest. Swindle sheet. Swindle sheet. What does swindle sheet mean? Truck log. Tim, you got it. Logbook. Scott, exactly. Nice, nice, nice. Awesome. But now we got e-logs, right? Everyone loves them. Yay. Logbook, you got it. Okay. How about this one? Kind of has nothing to do with trucking unless you would see it on the road. So there's your hint. Thunder chicken. What does thunder chicken mean? Maybe you own a thunder chicken. Boo, right? What does thunder chicken mean? Yeah, boo to e-logs. Okay, what does thunder chicken mean? Who thinks they know what thunder chicken means? I had no idea what this meant. There was a delay. We all win. Yay! All right, thunder chicken. Do you own a thunder chicken? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you like thunder chickens. Maybe thunder chickens are of interest to you. Maybe you collect thunder chickens. What does a thunder chicken mean? We're talking CB slang. If you're tuning in, this was copyrighted in 1976. It's actually older than I am. And what does a thunder chicken mean? Who knows? I wonder if you know what a thunder chicken means. Anybody? Maybe you owned a thunder chicken. Maybe you own one at home. Maybe you collect thunder chickens. I would love to see that. Microphone. Nope. Ford Thunderbird. Who knew that? I didn't know that. Who knew that? Thunder chicken. Interesting, right? Okay. Yo-yo. What does yo-yo mean? Yo-yo. Like short yo, comma, long yo. Stretched out Peterbilt with up to heel and back. With up to hell and back. Nice. Chicken choker is a microphone. Well, I was talking about a thunder chicken, though. Not a chicken choker. Let's not confuse these slang words. Although we could add that to my dictionary, Taylor Barker. You're on your own. I know. I didn't know that one either. What does yo-yo mean? Wow, I know we're learning so much today. Don't you just feel so educated? Like, this is all of the stuff that the world would just be such a better place if we all knew this, right? I mean, who wants to learn about all this other stuff? Like, let's just keep it light here. I'm sorry, I give you a Rooster Cruiser. Nice. So yo-yo means yes. Let's see. What does zoo mean? Z-O-O. What does zoo mean? Remember, we're thinking CB radio. What if I say zoo, what does zoo mean? Dedicated route is yo-yo. Well, Y-O, comma, Y-O-O means yes. But I would definitely probably agree that dedicated route is a yo-yo. I would agree, but this is different spelling. Okay, what does zoo mean? Z-O-O. You see a zoo. What is that? If you're just tuning in, play along. Out and back, sand point, pick up the same point. My ex-wife's minivan is a zoo. Dispatch police, Scott got it. It is a police station. Awesome. So we got Smokey Beaver. And now we have Willie Weaver. Not to be confused with Bill Weaver, but I hope this would never be Bill Weaver. That would be really bad. Willie Weaver. I just like these words. Okay, Willie Weaver. What's a Willie Weaver? Who knows? Who knows? What is a Willie Weaver? Willie Weaver could end up at the zoo. That's all I'm saying. Willie Weaver. Who knows? For the win. I would say Taylor Barker is in first. Robert's a very close second. Tim and Scott are like tied for third. Manny Joe, you are picking up the rear end here. So I would love to know what your driving partner, William, has to say about this one. Willie Weaver. What does Willie Weaver, if you're just tuning in? It's trucker slang, CB radio slang Thursday. Drunk driver. You got it. Willie Weaver means drunk driver, not to be confused with Bill Weaver being Willie Weaver. So don't confuse the two together because they're not. Although sometimes he may be walking around like that, but not driving around like that. Naked guy in a car, cutting through traffic. Somebody weaving in traffic. Yeah, definitely. Drunk driver, absolutely weaving in traffic. I was actually getting on the on-ramp on 41 here in southeastern Wisconsin the other day, and this dude behind me, it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, was just everywhere. And I was like, good Lord, please don't hit me today. I'm not interested in having to do all this bullshit. And I like sped away from him because no way he is going to rear end me. Okay. Ooh, here we go. Taylor Barker, this one's for you. X period Y period L period. So it's the initials X, Y, L. X, Y, L. What do you think that means? Taylor Barker, you should know this, okay? There's also XYM. XYL, like the letter X, and XYM. Who knows this? Who thinks that they know this? How smart do you really think you are when it comes to trucking slang? I want to know. What do you think it means? XYL or XYM? They both mean the same thing, but different. Like different context. XYL or XYM if you're just tuning in. Wife. Yes, but not just any kind of wife. An ex-wife. And XYM, you can probably guess, means a husband or an ex-young man. So ex-wife, ex-husband, it looks like it could probably mean both. So you decide what it could mean. Here's an easy one. Cross your legs. That too. Okay. Wall-to-wall bears. What does wall-to-wall bears mean? Wall-to-wall bears. You're driving down the road. You stop at the truck stop. What does it mean? I could do this all day, you guys. So, wall-to-wall bears. Wall-to-wall bears. What do you think that means? And then I got another Christmas quiz for you. Bunch of them. But what kind? What a bunch of what? Wall-to-wall bears. A bunch of what? Lots of bacon. Yes, that is true. Wall-to-wall bears. Numerous police in the area. Numerous police. I can always tell when it's the end of the month because they are just everywhere on 41. And now that I'm really close to Chicago, now that Illinois is on track to legalize marijuana, you better believe crossing the border down on the southern part of Wisconsin is going to be hell when it comes to going to and from Illinois and Wisconsin. Yep. Okay. Let's see. We're gonna do another one here on my Christmas sheet. How about the word hark? What does hark mean? So if you remember the hark the herald angels sing, the song, what does hark mean? What do you think hark? So this is my Christmas, my holiday lingo quiz. What does the word hark mean? From the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Do you actually know what that means? What does it mean? Hark, H-A-R-K. Do you know what hark means? We've been doing this for an hour, you guys. This is no joke. This is serious stuff. Hark the herald angel means listen. It comes from Old English word. I think, pay attention. Exactly. Pay attention, y'all. I think my favorite one was Noel, because the first Noel, it's another name for Christmas. I said this earlier. It means birth. And it also means the celebration of birth. And so I thought, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, we'll do one more in my CB user's guide here. Let's see. I have no idea. I know. So I have 11 words, Christmas words, that maybe you didn't know. Yuletide. Yule means another name for Christmas. It also means pagan Germanic festival. So when you're saying Yuletide cheer, you could be talking about a pagan festival. Talk about scandal. I mean, White Christmas, or what is it? Baby, it's cold outside, move over, because Yuletide carols are now taking over. Advent is the 4 weeks before Christmas, means arrival or coming. Noel, so the first Noel. Noel is a French word. It comes from the word birth. Nativity. The word nativity refers to the birth of Jesus. It's a Latin word, nativius. Okay, wassailing means to be healthy. I did not know that. I feel like we sing the wassailing song, and it means caroling, but the original Old Norse version means be healthy. Could have fooled me. Tidings means an announcement of an event. Hark, listen, pay attention. Emmanuel is from the Old Testament. It is a title for Jesus. Immaculate Conception. Well, we know what that is. All right. And then Christmas. The word Christmas is a combination of Christ and Mass, because on the day, Christians celebrate a special Mass in remembrance of the birth of Jesus. That is my Christmas trivia words. We're going to share one more in the CB radio. I got to find a good one, y'all, though. So hold on a second. Let's see. I like a whole nother section that I wasn't even in. We're going to have to do this again. Okay, let's see. How about... I got to find a good one because Taylor Barker's too smart. All right. How about, do you know what... A portable weighing station. What are you saying when we say a portable weighing station? All right, Taylor says Emmanuel is Freddie Fender's brother, Emmanuel Transmissions. Stump trailer. I know. I'm trying to stump Taylor Barker, and it's really getting difficult. But I wonder if he knows what this means. A portable weighing station. Taylor Barker, if you know this one, I will send you a prize. Portable scales. Portable chicken coop. So yeah, good job. All right, one more. We're going to do one more. It's 9:58. We can totally do one more. Let's see. I got to find a hard one. Portable scale, DOT inspection. You got it. Let's see. Okay, here's a good one. Okay. Talks too much. Talks too much. So remember, we're doing CB slang. Talks too much. I just really like the word that they used for the definition for this. What does talks too much mean? Now, obviously, you know the answer to this. But there's a Taylor Barker. It means Taylor Barker, exactly. Sometimes I'm like, Taylor, shut up. But today, I'm like, Taylor, I want to know your answer. So that could be the definition in the 2020 version of this. But talks too much. What does it actually mean? What does it actually mean? Motor mouth on the radio. Yes, I particularly, Scott for the win, I particularly love their definition because it's, and this is the actual definition, okay? I'm reading from a book that was published, so it has to be true, right? It's just like everything on the internet is true. Will not shut up and get off the radio. That's right. All right. So the talks too much definition, in parentheses is Taylor Barker's name. But this actually means diarrhea of the mouth. I mean, this is the actual definition, you guys. Motor mouth. Overmodulates and ratchet jaw. I like ratchet jaw. But diarrhea of the mouth. Have you ever met somebody that has diarrhea of the mouth? Like, shut the hell up. Diarrhea of the mouth. All right. What was your favorite CB slang word? What was it? I want to know if you have some slang that is more modern. I want to know what it is. I'm really thinking I'm going to make a modern version of this because I have a feeling this is probably out of print. And we can totally do a better job. If there is anything that you'd love for us to talk about here on Daily Dose of Hope show, please let us know. I just thought it'd be really fun to have a little bit of fun today and help the time go by. We just literally spent an hour quizzing you on CB slang, trucker style, on a Daily Dose of Hope, episode 31, I think, two, maybe. Smokey Beaver is my favorite. I know, I still can't say it without laughing. I feel like there has to be a shirt that says Smokey Beaver. I can't say it when I'm like crying. I can't say it without laughing. Oh, I think of one person, but don't be here. I don't even have any words. Smokey Beaver is by far my favorite. You gotta laugh at life, right? Jenny Craigman, Dots with Scales. Very nice. Very nice. So we'll have some more fun with my CB Slang Radio dictionary updated guide to citizen band radio terminology. It's cross-referenced CB Slang English and English CB Slang. I mean, this is the real deal, you guys. This is like, how many pages? This is 64 detailed pages. I mean, look at this. It's like it smells old. The binding is coming apart. This is like a relic. This is a relic, my friends. I might have to pull this out on Chrome and Steel's radio party on the 29th. I might have to pull this bad boy out. And if Bill Weaver is on, I might have to quiz Bill and Dave and Jack. And let's see how smart they are, because right now, give us 10 more minutes. Okay, 10 more minutes. All right, here we go. Let's see. I also liked Drunk Driver, which means Willie Weaver. I liked that one too. Okay, here we go. FCC license number. What the hell does that mean? FCC, like capital F, capital C, license number. And it also has, what does just FCC mean? So there's FCC, what's the definition of that? And then there's FCC license number. I've never heard this before. What the hell does this mean? And you'll have to actually educate me, Robert, Taylor, Mandy Joe, Tim, Scott. You got to educate me, because I don't even know what this means. So issued permit number for CB. Okay, so FCC, they say it's Charlie or Uncle Charlie. Educate me. Got to tell me what that is. And then FCC license number. They say it means call sign. So educate me, drop it in the comments section. I'm dumb here, I have no idea. And so I'm just reading from my dictionary, and whatever is in here, anything that's in here is the truth. So if it's in here, it's real. And if you wanna argue, you need to write to Dell Publishing Company, because they're the ones that published this. It's the same thing, okay. It's the same thing. Thank you. Then this is like old school terminology. So see, I'm learning here. I'm learning. Let's see. What does fog mean? F-O-G. Fog. What does fog mean? Minus 615. Okay, cool. I'm learning. See, I'm learning. Like, I don't claim to know everything. I'm learning. Okay. So what does fog mean? Federal Communications Commission. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. So Phil just totally skirted to the beginning here. He's like up in front now, because he actually gave me the definition of what FCC is. All ham radio operators have to be licensed. Interesting. See, I'm learning. You guys are awesome. I'm learning. Okay, what does fog mean? I feel like this could be a really fun game at Matt's, where it's like a game show and people have to buzz in. Like, that would be so awesome. But now I'm giving away all the answers. But that would be really fun. Drop it in the comment section if that would be so amazing to do. Like, how hilarious would that be? And we could get some kick-ass prizes. It would be like Family Feud, but it would be Trucker Feud, where you had to like buzz in and guess what the top was. That would be really fun. Okay, totally going off the side. What does fog mean? F-O-G. What does the word fog mean? Bumper white lights. They say it means ground clouds. Is that the same thing? Again, you got to educate me here. Some of these I don't know. Ground clouds, they're saying, is the definition for fog. What does, okay, if someone says Florida, remember, so we had some other states here. So if someone says Florida, what are they saying? They have a name for Florida. Just like they had a name for Los Angeles, which is the shaky city, and just like they had a name for El Paso, which was the sun city. So Florida is not the sunshine state. Taylor Barker, you're wrong. It's not. In 1976, per the CB Slang Dictionary, it's actually the bikini state. I don't know if I've ever heard it called that. They're saying it's the bikini state. It is not the sunshine state. Can you imagine if everyone's license plates that came from Florida, instead of saying the sunshine state, said the bikini state? Oh, that would be pretty funny. I would think that would be really funny. Okay, okay, what does bone box mean? Who knows what bone, B-O-N-E, bone box means? Which city is called the Smoke City? Let me look. They don't have the Smoke City, Taylor. We could add that to our 2020 version, though. So I have Sun City, which is El Paso, okay? And then we have Birmingham. Ah, okay, good to know, good to know. Okay, what was I just asking you, though? Oh, bone box. What does bone box mean? Band-aid box or ambulance? No, bone box. What does bone box mean? It means a hearse. A hearse is coming down the road. Watch out. Watch out. You don't want to hit that person in the hearse. Ambulance. Well, if the person's dead inside the ambulance, it could mean that. But they say bone box means hearse. Are you learning something new today? Do you feel like watching me on A Daily Dose of Hope, you are getting a major education in the trucking world? Like, usually I'm talking about health and fitness and inspiration and all that fun stuff that we need to hear. But today we're having a little bit of fun. Let's see what else we got here. I think we already said that one. How about an ulcer? If you're on, remember, you got to think CB radio. Ulcer. U-L-C-E-R. Ulcer. What does ulcer mean? What do you think ulcer means? I feel like I'm wondering, like, where Al is? Like, why is he not on this morning? Where are you, my friend? Al. Yeah, what does Al mean? If Al was in the CB radio guidebook, what would that mean? But we're talking about ulcer. What does ulcer mean? U-L-C-E-R. If someone said ulcer on the CB radio, what does it mean? Pain in the ass. You could be referring to what this is as being a pain in the ass. Man, I'm getting educated on my favorite language. So am I. Mandy Jo, when we see each other again, we'll be speaking a whole new language together with each other. I still like my idea to have at Matt's. Sorry, just people are like calling me and messaging me like crazy this morning. Okay. We should totally have a Truckers Family Feud style game show. Like, how fun would that be? All trucker, like, trivia. That would be so fun. Okay. But what does ulcer mean? U-L-C-E-R. It does not mean pain in the ass. What does ulcer mean? We could phone a friend and ask Flat Shannon. Flat Shannon, what does the word ulcer mean? Well, my friends, it means congested traffic. Yay! Flat Shannon knew the answer. I actually just found Flat Shannon in a box of my mother trucker stuff, so she's here to help us today if we need to. What does wearing socks mean? I hope you're wearing socks, and I hope they're not 5 days old, because that would be gross. What does wearing socks mean? What does wearing socks mean? Who knows what wearing socks means? I could do this all morning, you guys, but at 11 o'clock, I have to get my son from preschool, so we could do this all day long. What does wearing socks mean? Who knows what wearing socks means? I still think my favorite might have to be, I like Willie Weaver. I just like saying that because I always think of Bill Weaver. What does wearing socks means? Radio has a linear hook to it. Yep. Linear amplifier. You got it. Taylor, you are so freaking smart. Like, what do you want as a prize? I just feel like if you got a prize, Taylor Barker, what would you want? Because you know a lot of these, and I'm really impressed. Traction. Mandy Jo says traction. Let's see. Ooh, here we go. What does peak mean? P-E-A-K. What does peak? And in parentheses, they have power. What does peak mean? A dance. What does peak mean? Peak or power. They have both of them next to each other. And then the definition. We are looking at my CB Slang Radio Dictionary. You know, I've been holding on to this, you guys, for like a good year, wondering when I should bust this out. Today is a big day, my friends. I mean, today is a big day. Radio limit watts. Peak means operate at maximum power. I could give that as a pretty close definition, Taylor. Pretty close. Okay, Here we go. What does Polaroid mean? Remember, this was written in 1976. What does Polaroid mean? Do you think you know what Taylor said? Right, Mandy? We'll just say, hey, Mandy Jo, yeah, he just knows that. No, a dance is what, is that what I win? You want to dance? You want to dance with me? Or do you want to dance just like in general? Because, yeah. I also thought it would be really fun to do trucker karaoke. If you didn't know this about me, fun fact, picture. It is correct, Scott, but not in the 1976 version of the CB Slang Dictionary. What does Polaroid mean? It doesn't mean camera, my friends. You are getting a massive education. While you guys are typing your answers in, I have mad karaoke skills, and I just want to say I am not like your typical singer. I like to rap, so I'm a really good rapper karaoke person. So we should totally have a trucker-style karaoke night. I think that would be really fun. Okay, who knows it? Radar. Yes, police radar. Seriously, okay, Phil. Yes, Phil sneaks in before Taylor Barker with the correct answer. Phil, you are coming up from behind. If you are tuning in, share out this broadcast. Like, who would not want to listen to this for 75 minutes to help pass the day? Like, how fun is this? Okay, I'll do a couple more, then I really do have to go. All right, let's see. Post, P-O-S-T. If someone on the CB radio said the word post in some sort of context, what would that mean? We're not talking about 2019 when someone says post and you're like, oh, Facebook? Did someone post something on Facebook? It's not what I'm talking about. Post, P-O-S-T. What does that mean? I suck at karaoke. Oh, Mandy Jo, you're such a liar. You're such a liar. I am a bad singer. That's why I rap. Because I don't have to be a good singer to rap. Like, give me some lyrics. I can pound them out like no man's business. But that's about the extent of my skill set. All right, last one here, guys. Who knows what it means post? P-O-S-T. Who knows? Who knows what the word post means? Drop me some love. Like, if you're having fun this morning, if you just feel like you woke up and you're like, you know, today is just a great day because I'm watching A Daily Dose of Hope and I'm having some fun, like, show me some love. Share out this broadcast. I really appreciate it. Post. Who knows what post means? Staging somewhere. No. Mile stick. Yes, Phil, like, we have not met before, but you are coming in and getting the really hard one. So Phil, great job. Yes, Phil Smith, you have won. It is post. It means mile marker on the highway. You all have been listening to A Daily Dose of Hope show this morning. We did holiday trivia. 11 words in the holiday Christmas time that you might not have known what they actually meant. We were working with my CB Slang Dictionary, which I need to come out with a 2020 version. So if you have trucker slang that you would like to include in the 2020 version, please let me know. I think that we at Matt's should do some sort of trucker trivia if you think that's a great idea. I will see what I can do to make that happen. I think we should do karaoke. I think we should do a lot of things this year. So let me know. All right, most importantly thing is to share out this broadcast. Let everybody know that you should never lose hope because I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. All right, until next time, please, please, please like me on Facebook, Mother Trucker Yoga. Find our website. Check out what we're all about. We are helping drivers one truck at a time, one move at a time, feel better wherever. I have some super awesome stuff coming out here in the next year. I'm like biting my lip. I want to tell you so badly, but I can't right now. Because I was told that I can't. So when that comes time, I'm super excited to share that. We'll be sharing that on Chrome and Steel and obviously with you all. Okay, until next time, I will be coming live next week after Christmas, the 26th, and we'll be sharing some trucker trivia and also best gifts and worst gifts of 2019. So stay tuned. Until next time, share out this broadcast, show me some love, and I will see you guys real soon.